Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name. And we're still here.
Call yourselves Tidal Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody, what is going on? It is Wednesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how you feeling tonight, man?
Despite your hate, the Braves are back in the playoffs. You stupid.
I'm happy
so
for you,
So I'm doing
man.
Fantastic.
I'm happy for you. I'm glad they made it. I feel happy for
Thank you.
Matt Barr chiming in already. Let's fucking go, fellas. Matt Barr has got a new manager coming in, right? The Mets decided already to can their manager. I love
the Mets. I mean, when don't they?
It's my favorite part that, like, the season just ended. The baseball season just ended, and already, like, the Padres manager just got canned. The Mets manager got fired. It's the best time of the year. Mookie hanging out with us. Mookie, you traitor with that hat. Dude. What are you doing? Traitor.
I got to recognize greatness when I seen it. And UC's fans showed up big. They were proud. Their team played well. And I'm still in mourning, but I'm working through it. I'm on my third watch through. I'm just waiting for the day that I open up YouTube TV. Shout out Google. Sponsor us. And it's no longer on the DVR because it goes away whenever, you know, so many days pass. And look, I'm just getting this out here now because I'm trying to minimize the damage. Like, I intentionally took Monday off heading into this weekend because I knew there was a lot of different ways that game could go. But if something like what happened on Saturday happened, I needed to skip out and avoid the just absolute unbridled criticism I would have received virtually at the office.
Well, obviously, there's no criticism because you're a traitor wearing a UC hat after this weekend. Gabe is even calling you out in the comments with the WTF. Like, this is unreal.
To be fair, I am more closely connected.
Connected. All right, there we go.
Mookie's connected to UC via the money I donated to get a degree from there than I am to Notre Dame. So I feel like this, you know, I invested a little bit that I should be able to, you know, ride some coattails.
I'm so disappointed.
That
in
seems
you.
Like a straw man.
So you? Disappointed in you, Mookie. Well, listen, we got an awesome show coming up for you guys tonight. We got some NFL overreactions. I got a conspiracy theory that I want to get to. And then later on, the return of Do That Hockey. It's been a minute. Hockey season kicking off. We got Scott. We'll do that hockey a little bit later on. Before we get to all that, though, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking tonight. Scott, what is in your mug this beautiful October evening?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. For those of you who don't know, part of the foundations of this show is Mike and I's love of pumpkin beer. We've done multiple shows. We had a pumpkin beer bracket and competition, and it all goes back to the genesis that is Pum King out of Southern Tier. But our good friends at Beer Drop have hooked us up with multiple new beers, pumpkin style, that we have never had. And our first foray, Mike and I are both going with Fluffy Pumpkin, which is a toasted marshmallow pumpkin porter, coming in at 6.3%. I gotta tell you, this thing's fucking amazing. Like, I don't know what the hell scale. Here we are again, not having. Like, let's go.
Oh, I told Mookie to come up with one during the intro. Mookie, what do you got for the scale? Wait, what? We haven't gotten to him yet. No. Let's be fair. Let's be fair to him. What do you got?
Hold on. I have a better one than you do. I can guarantee it. I was going to go from herbs at Utah to herbs getting grinded on.
Wow.
And the top of the scale would be him at Utah. And obviously the bottom of the scale would be him getting grinded on. I'm going, this is all the way in. This is at him and Alex Smith doing their thing, knocking on the door, you know, not getting in any conversation for the national title game, even though they were undefeated because, you know, college football is bullshit, but this is as good as it can get without them letting you in the championship window.
Wow. Mookie, what do you got in your mug and rated on the Urban Meyer scale?
Yeah. Oh boy, Scott, that's a good one.
I dare you to beat me on that scale.
No, I'm just going to try to get all of this shit out right, because I had to look this one up. I could not make out the label. It's pretty cool, though. It is Lost Lands Winter Wheat from Oxbow Brewing Company from Newcastle, Nebraska. Is that what NE is in the state symbols? I feel like I should know that. Right? I know it's not New England, because, you know, when I see NE, I think, you know.
Because New England isn't a state?
God, it should be. Can we just merge them all together and get it over with? I mean, really, though. But anyways, it's a 6% farmhouse ale saison, which is weird because it says it's a winter wheat. 3.72 caps and untapped. My original rating scale was going to be Notre Dame losses over your life that you've experienced. And I was going to go with the UC loss. This is a weak, bitter beer. And then that loss was the same. But I know it's going to be, you know, forgotten pretty quick. And I'll move on pretty soon after. So that's what I was gonna go with. But now that we're back on the Urban Meyer scale, I'm gonna go this time to Florida, right? Like, he wasn't down there very long. Like, he was intolerable. He won a championship, so there was some highlights.
He harbored murderers.
Well, see, and that's, I feel like, when he got really bad and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna just do this one. No, Matt Barr, the Bush Push hurts so much more. Matt Barr saying that game is called the Bush Push. No, the Bush Push, you make me want to break things, man.
Kev pulled up the 2012 national championship game against Bama.
Nah, I mean, that was one. It sucked. That one hurt. But, like, you knew pretty quick what was up. So, you know,
about, I don't know. But,
Mike, how much of the second half do you remember? Because me and Jameson
not
didn't
much.
See a lot.
I was at the bar with Tim, and we drank the entire bar out of American Honey. We were just doing shots every time Alabama would score. Yep. And we were like, reset. And then we'd do a shot. And then the bartender was like, we're out of that. Do you guys want something else? And we were like, wow. We're like, you guys didn't have a whole lot. She was like, no, it was a brand new bottle. You just drank it all. And we were like, okay, this is going to be a rough night. I don't remember much of the second
this
half.
Weekend was after I got bombed. Morning recovery. Woke up feeling great the next day. It's the key to every tailgate, regardless. Sell out.
Very well done, Mookie.
Very well done.
GrapefruitSports.com/hangover. Fluffy Pumpkin on the Urban Meyer scale. It is up there. I would give this one Urban Meyer at Bowling Green when he was, like, just making a name for himself and, like, getting on the national, but he was still, like, local. And, like, this one isn't really well known. It's not a really well known pumpkin, but, man, it brings the heat and it is good. Like, it.
Shout out to BGSTDU.
It is. Speaking of STDU, did you see this comment from Kev where he said, speaking of Chalinected, apparently North Carolina football had a chlamydia outbreak. Kev what? Wrote about it. Yeah, Kevin wrote about it on Belly Up, so go check that out, bellyupsports.com. Yeah, they had a chlamydia outbreak. It's always good when, in the times of COVID, when a football team's like, listen, we've got an outbreak. This is a problem. And they're like, oh no, everybody got COVID? No. They've all got the clap. It's not good in this locker room. It's very bad. And you should be careful. But anyways, yeah, so I would definitely rate this one Bowling Green. Matt Barr said that he is drinking Rogue Brewing Bat Squatch, a hazy IPA, 6.7%. It's a 6 on the Mookie scale. I don't know what that scale goes up to, from 1 to Mookie, or if it's from Mookie to 6. I feel like that's more what this scale would be.
Well, on the Mookie scale, perfect score is 8. So that's like a 75%, you know, since we were talking about test scores earlier.
Oh, Gabe just brought up the at Florida State loss for Notre Dame. That one was brutal. Yeah.
It wasn't a whole bottle of honey.
But that was the first time I thought I was going to punch my nephew in the head, because I was watching the game and I was like, he was like, who are we cheering for? And I was like, the guys in the white uniforms. He's like, I want the guys in the red to win. And I was like, get the hell out of my house right now.
Wait a minute. Let's slow down and just pull this apart a little bit real quick. So your nephew was how old at the time?
Probably like 5. Maybe.
5. Okay. And you said the first time I wanted to punch him in the head, implying there's been many other times that you've wanted to punch him in the head. So that begs the question, have you ever punched him in the head?
Pass. Listen. Look, Drew, when you have kids, you're going to understand. Sometimes you just want to punch them in the head. Even if it's not your kid, you still just are like, I kind of want to punch him in the head.
Like they don't want to punch not my kid.
It's true. Kev, thank you for the clarification. The clap is gonorrhea. I apologize for mixing up my STDs. It's been a while since I've had to deal with
that. I was wondering
when
you said the clap, I was like, that's not right, but I don't want to call them out on
it. I was just going for the joke. I was just going because comedically the clap is the funniest name for an STD, I think. Like that is the name to go with if you're talking STDs.
I immediately went to the Dave Chappelle skit with the STDs as puppets and chlamydia coming in. When I hear chlamydia, that's the first thing I think of is the Chappelle Show skit.
Biscuit saying it's only child abuse if they report it. Very accurate. And then our good friend Whitey saying an outbreak of the clap is called applause.
Which we know that
give the man his air. All right, let's talk some football here. We got some NFL overreactions for the week, so let's get into some football talk. All right, Scott, we're going to go to you first, since you are the resident overreactor when it comes to the NFL. This is your favorite segment that we do every week now. What's your first overreaction from NFL Week 4?
Chiefs are back, baby. Super Bowl bound. Never in doubt.
Never in doubt.
Never in doubt.
That's a good point. I don't think we've ever doubted that team. As rough as they've looked early parts of this year, you're right. Never in doubt. They are 100% making it to the Super Bowl.
They're going a cakewalk right through the AFC.
Well, one team, and here's my overreaction, one team they are going to cakewalk over, the Raiders, complete frauds. Complete fraudulent team. They are terrible. They were like the smoke and mirrors 3-0. What a garbage organization that is. 100% a fraud of an organization. They will be lucky to finish 500 this year. They'll be lucky to get to that point. Drew, what's your first overreaction from the weekend?
Now, to be fair, I'm not sure if it's the weekend or just the breaking news today. Andy Dalton is positioning himself for another Comeback Player of the Year award next season. So he understands what's up. Like, clearly the Bears suck because it took the Detroit Lions to make them look good on offense. I saw something on SportsCenter earlier. They were talking about how good the offense was, and they were like getting 5 yards a play. They only scored 24 points in the game, some bullshit like that. And they're like, they're so much better now with Justin Fields back there. I'm like, nah, man, the Red Rockets, like, yeah, let this kid get beat up, take the licks, and then I'm going to pop out of here and go, you know, do a Fitz magic around town for a couple of seasons after that and slay it like I do.
All right. Did you see that Matt Nagy has officially named Fields the starter? Like, that, I can't believe the pushback that he received, that he caved to. Like, he was like, it's an open competition. I don't know. It could be. We're going to try all three guys at quarterback.
He's such a piece of shit. And that offense is going to be god-awful regardless who's behind center. Like,
who's the
bigger, what I'm saying.
Who's the bigger piece of shit? Matt Nagy, Fangs in Denver, or John Harbaugh in Baltimore? Because the Fangs-Harbaugh fight was probably my favorite thing from this weekend. If you missed it, Baltimore has like a 43-game streak going of having 100 yards rushing in a game. And on the last play of the game, instead of taking a knee, Harbaugh called a running play, and Lamar Jackson was able to pick up the necessary yardage to get
break the record.
Yeah, get the 43, get to 43 games straight. And Fangs was not happy about it. Fangs was furious, and Harbaugh then started coming back at Fangs, and now we've got this rivalry that has been built, and I'm excited to see Fangs and Harbaugh punch each other in the throat at some point in the very near future. But who's the bigger piece? Let's do this. Sip, chug, drain, pour. Fangs, Harbaugh, Matt Nagy. Scott, go.
I'm drain pouring Matt Nagy 1,000 times out of 1,000 times. Like, I'm not even, he's not even in consideration for anything other than a drain pour. I love me some Fangio. That's my guy, man. I miss Fangio. He can come back to the Bay and coach our defense any fucking day. So I'm going to sip on Fangio. But let's not forget how much love I have for the Harbaugh family, generally the other brother. But I do love the Harbaugh family. So the fact that John is acting like Jim in this instance, all the way here for it. So I'm going to chug me some John, drain pour the shit out of Charles Nagy and
Charles Nagy
and Fangio. I'm going to look lovingly into his eyes.
Chuck Nagy, what a throwback name.
You
right
like
there.
You just, every time I hear his name, that's back. What I think. I'm like, middling Indians pitcher from the 90s. Why is he a head coach of the NFL?
That is amazing. Mookie, who you got on this scale?
All right, this is one of the most meaningless sip, chug, drain pours ever. Like, I could not give two shits about it, but I'll play the game. Fangio, I will drain pour all day long, because what name?
What?
Coach Fangs, like, come on, dude. This guy is not a Coach Fangs. What? He's not worthy of that moniker.
Dude, Fangio is a
drain
god.
Pour that all the way. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm confused because you just talked about how big of a piece of shit Matt Nagy is, and you are either sipping or chugging Matt Nagy Nagy. If
again,
we ask
that's
Scott.
The game, right? Yeah, you give your friends terrible options and then watch Nagy. Them say, oh, I just want to just slowly fuck it up with this option. I got to play the game. That's why I told you at the start. I'm not stoked
You're
about
it. You're vamping really hard.
Yeah, this is a lot of build-up.
Oh, yeah,
here.
I can wrap the other two up. So so Harbaugh can I'll chug him just to get over with, and Nagy, because he's not going to be relevant so soon. I might as well sip him.
Do you remember how this game worked? Do you remember what Sip, Chug, Drain, Pour is? Because you just elected you married Nagy, the coach that you just said is so terrible that you like you were like, yeah, but I want him as my coach. If I had to pick between a coach who won a Super Bowl or Fangs, I would prefer the guy who's not going to be a coach in a few years.
Yeah, I can't stand any of the Harbaugh family, and I'm over them. They can go away, just disappear, just ride off in the sunset already, for Christ's sake. Like, I can't. Khakis apparently is never going to get fired from that school up north, so we're going to have to keep hearing about him year after year when he does some dumbass, outrageous shit and is still irrelevant in one of the three conferences that still has a shot at the playoff. And then, yeah, his brother can just, I don't know, I don't want to say suck a dick, but he can kind of suck a dick. Like, I don't give two shits again. So the Harbaughs can just all disappear, and Nagy is the least evil of the bunch.
All right, cool. Scott, also, what's your...
Also, as a Detroit fan, I know if they're going to be the coach of my team, they all only are going to be around for like 2-3 years anyway. So, like, who gives a shit?
Scott, what's your most recent, or your next overreaction from the most recent week?
I'm all the way out on the Rams. Rams are done. Put a fork in them. There's no way they're making an NFC title game now. The Rams are out. I should have known. Matt Stafford sucks. Cooper Kupp, a guy named Kupp.
I was going to
best wide receiver. They don't have a running game. They're fucking awful. Yeah, I'm out on the Rams.
I was going to go
all my stock on the Rams.
I was going to go one step further on this one. McVay's in the hot seat, dude. Like, you can't shit
him.
Like, he's in trouble, right? He's got to be on the hot seat after that.
Dude, no, this makes complete sense too, cuz that backs up what I was going to say even, and you got to cut Matt Stafford, because once they fire McVay, cuz they don't make the playoffs, let alone the Super Bowl, he's going to be left with some other jackass coach, and then his fantasy value is just going to be gone.
More importantly, I said last week that there was no way he was a cuck. He was getting cucked, but the minute that game was over, it was like, ooh, Sean, by the way, I've been fucking everybody. Oh, just like, man. One loss, I'm out.
Speaking of cuck, my next overreaction, which maybe isn't that bad, is Urban Meyer won't make it to the bye week before he has family issues to address and has to retire.
That's fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why.
Yeah, that's not.
That was a soft one. So I was like, let's just get this one out of the way. Anyway.
Okay. So let's talk about then. Let's talk about the Urban Meyer, since that was our scale and we just sort of breezed over what had happened there. So Urban Meyer gets caught out at the bar. Some chick was grinding on him, and, you know, he's out getting a little strange. Who, whatever. Listen, here's what I'm thinking. I think everybody is being a little too hard on Urban Meyer for this. There are plenty of things that Urban Meyer could get fired for, like hiring a racist strength and conditioning coach, like starting off 0-4, like not looking really well, like starting an investigation.
Draft a running back.
Yeah, draft it right. starting an investigation because he's saying he's cutting players based on their vaccination status. Like making professional athletes do the Oklahoma drill. There are so many things that you can fire Urban Meyer for. This is like the least of the things that Urban Meyer should be fired for. This is not that big of a deal. Like, I feel like the only reason why it's a big deal is because we saw it, because there was a video of it. But like, I'm really kind of, I don't like that we're putting our morality on Urban Meyer and saying he should be fired because he was out stepping out on his wife. We don't know what their deal is. Maybe she's into that. Maybe Herb was trying to grind on this girl and then he was going to bring her home and they were going to both go at her. We have no idea how the Meyers get down, right? What? We have no clue.
Wait a minute. Wasn't she in Florida watching his grandkids while he was out?
No, they were in Ohio. They stayed in Ohio after the Bengals game.
Everybody stayed in Ohio?
Yes. Yeah. Cause it was like their
Why
way
were they
to see
kids
the
in Ohio.
The, yeah.
They live here.
Dude, they were in Ohio
Damn,
it's forever.
Not, shut up. Like, I know that, but like, let him get there. Jesus.
Well, how can I know whether or not you know basic
He's never
going
to learn better if you always answer for him.
It's such a stretch that I would think Mookie doesn't know the basic details of a story. My bad. I'll sit this one out.
No, I wasted a, a mildly embarrassing amount of time tracing down the video the other day, because whenever it first got sent around the group and stuff, by the time I went to the link, it was taken down. I was like, fuck, I mean, this has got to be out there. Like, I got to see what he did. And then was severely disappointed. Granted, I mean, it was just it was a short, was it TikTok video or some shit? But the one that cracked me up is the girl took a Snapchat or something and was like, who is this? I don't know who he is. And he keeps hitting on me. Like,
I do like that he was like straight up bowling ball grip in there. Like, he went full on 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink through the jeans at his own bar, 4 margaritas deep. Like, this man.
Now that's,
whoa, no, that's what I want to ask.
He
4 margaritas?
His own fucking restaurant. That is baller status right there. It's like, I mean, this is my restaurant. If I'm a grind, if I want to grind, motherfuckers, what you going to do?
As long as she wants to grind. as long as she wanted to grind.
I mean, she was the one grinding.
Doing inappropriate stuff.
You know, yeah. You know who's proud of Urban Meyer more than anybody grinding? Else in maybe the country just right wiggling. Now? Bobby Petrino. Bobby Petrino's like, I see you, Herbs. I fucking see you. You didn't even end up with road rash face and a neck brace. I see you, Herbs. That's the way you do it. Get caught on video. But, you know, you got to be out here playing the game.
Dude, can you imagine the restaurant that Herb would have if him and Rick Pitino, like, went halvesies on a situation?
Now, the best part is, I'm not sure if you actually heard me say Petrino as Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, the guy in Arkansas that fell off the bike, right?
Yeah, but he was at Louisville when it happened, so that's why right. I was like, is he confusing Pitino and Petrino?
No, I heard, but okay, Rick Pitino is the one banging a waitress on a table, right?
Yeah, but he was finger banging in a booth at a restaurant. But again, that's what I'm saying. Bobby Petrino because of
him opened a restaurant together.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, you know what? The three of them could get a restaurant called Finger.
Would you order the chicken fingers there?
I would not order anything with. I would not order anything with finger in the title.
I disagree.
Finger blast.
I disagree. I would totally order the fingers at Urban Meyer's restaurant because I feel like he knows what he's doing. He showed like he's got to be like, no, these fingers not good. I'm gonna show you how to do fingers right.
You go up to order at the bar and you're like, I want an Urban Meyer scotch, and they're like, three fingers, got it.
nice. All right, Mike, let me toss it over here to Kev with Scott's mini walk-off there.
Because, I don't know how.
Kev is waiting in the wings, and I got to ask him, Kev.
Hang on, Drew, let's get him in the stream.
We got to get him on the show first. Hold on.
Well, click the fucking button. I'm trying to, Kev.
Dude,
Kev,
Joe, get your shit together over
there. Tailgate on the quad.
Look at that.
Tailgate on the quad, corner booth,
I had a job interview today, Scott, that's why.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Before I hope they don't see this.
Before we get away from the reason you're here, Kev, we need to know at this restaurant between Pitino, Petrino, and Meyer, what dipping sauce is the house sauce for this chicken?
It's cream anglaise.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's Pitino, it's definitely going to be some mayo. They get it out to you real quick, too. Like, as you get the M out, they're like, oh, here's your mayo. I don't know. I feel like, based on that video, I feel like Urban's probably a chocolate dipping sauce kind of guy, which is a little weird. But, I mean, he was...
Hang on. Herb isn't dipping in any chocolate. He's strictly white bread.
Did you not see that second video?
No, I did. I see the joke you're making there. I was making the opposite joke. I was trying to jump in there before Scott did because...
Race card.
All right, listen, Kev.
That is not a race card. That she that had nothing to do with her race. That had to do with strictly about where his hand was going. Also, I did want to bring this up that there is a mural at Urban Meyer's Pint House in Dublin, Ohio, if you want to go, where it has Urban and Shelley Meyer on the wall.
Yeah, Dan pointed that out in the comments. He said the picture of him and his wife at the restaurant on the wall, LMAO. Amazing. Amazing stuff. So
do you think that Herb said to the girl when she was like, wait, who are you? Do you think he just turned and pointed at the wall then?
If he didn't, it was a fail.
I mean, right?
He said like he was this. Joey Freshwater. I think that's just the go-to alias for every college.
He wasn't checking oil. He was, you know, what freshwaters do. I gotta kill the comments because I'm freezing.
Kev, how are you're the big time college football fan? You've hated Urban Meyer for quite some time. How did you take this news? Like with people saying he should be fired, like people on ESPN are saying he should be fired for this. How do you take that?
If the NFL draws the line at hooking up with 20-something-year-olds when you're married,
22.
Then they cross that 22. She was legal. Okay. Oh, I wasn't even going to the legality of it.
No, I mean for his liquor license. It's his place. He can't be caught with a 20-year-old girl. That would be a problem.
True.
Even in Dublin.
If they draw the line at adultery, then they cross the line with Kareem Hunt, Ray Rice, Greg Hardy.
Good call.
At least all those women they were with, I guess, so didn't break the adultery rule.
Well, and this is...
Yeah, right.
this is what kills hysterical. Me. How many guys in the NFL, how many coaches, like how many whatever, just go to a strip club randomly? Like, we always joke about James Harden going to strip clubs and doing better in the NBA based on strip clubs in the city that he's playing in. But like, why is this any different? It's just, it's a, it, she was grinding on him, right? And yes, he's married. And what, like I said, we don't know how they get down.
Strip clubs into this. Like, you hear it in the intro every fucking week, Mike. Strippers get a bad name in society.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why is this any different? Is it because he didn't pay her for it? Like, if he had stuffed a 20 down her shorts, would everybody have been like, oh, okay, cool, got it. It's just, he's just going to a titty bar. Who cares? Like, I don't understand. We have no idea if he hooked up with this lady. We have no clue. Like, for all we know, she grinded on him, he got a chub, and then he left. We don't
know.
Did
he buy her chicken fingers? That's the question we need the fucking answer to. We need to see his tab from that night. Did he buy her chicken fingers? Or at least a meal?
I'm more curious if he gave her the spicy mayo dipping sauce.
I love a good spicy mayo.
Herbs needs to invest in that technology that Netflix and Disney Plus have, so when everybody puts up a camera phone to him, it's just black. You ain't getting me in this motherfucker. Dude, I got that shit going on, son.
That's shit called good lawyers. So Herb needs to fix his legal team.
Herb hasn't lost any money yet.
Unless he wants to. So that's the other thing is I floated this conspiracy theory out the night it happened, and it is since a lot of people have also come up with the same thing, that maybe this was all a setup, that Herb did this on purpose because this way he can leave Jacksonville. He doesn't look like a quitter for not being able to get it done. He's got family issues that he has to tend to. He has to step away, and then boom, hired at USC next year. Kev, how much stock do you put in my conspiracy theory there?
Wait, Mike,
if
play
any
the drop.
Other,
oh yeah, I could.
If any
it.
Other coach did that, I would say no. There's no chance of that. But I think the heart attack shtick is getting old. So I think Herb decided to switch it up a little bit. He decided to go with the adultery thing. And actually, on the Bucknuts message board for Ohio State fans, someone put forth that conspiracy as well, but kind of upped it a notch. Saad Khan and the Jacksonville Brass want him gone, so they're in on it. Shelly Myers in on it too, because she doesn't really care. She's like, just go back to college, it's fine. So the conspiracy theory is that he will resign to spend time with his family, like you said, Mike, but Jacksonville knows about it and they want that too, and then USC will hire him next year.
If Urban Meyer ends up at USC, and that's the other thing, people were like, well, why would USC hire a guy that's got this? So USC lets Sark coach on the sidelines drunk. They're not worried about a guy who is getting grinded on in his own bar four or six margaritas deep. They don't give a shit about that over at USC.
We need a new topic, because the more you guys talk about this conspiracy theory, the less I think it actually is one, and it's what's going to happen. And if Herb ends up at USC, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
I'm gonna lose
to them every single motherfucking year while he cheats, lies his ass.
Well, that should be good for you. You're the one that wants Brian Kelly to lose every game and not get not pass Newt Rockne and get fired. So,
I gave up on that. Like, that's
didn't
gone,
he already
dude.
Pass Newt Rockne?
Yeah, he already did. He already passed
unless
Newt
Rockne. Unless I know you remember that,
unless
I do.
You take away his vacated wins from the year he had the academic scandal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Mookie's going on the technicality that the academic scale takes him down.
Newt never had a player arrested for a gun charge.
Newt also never killed
a kid. Do we know that, though? Is that a fact?
Yeah, he also... Yes, that is a fact. I looked it up in the South Bend records, where they the clerk of courts situation.
All right, hit that moving
like,
on, Jarrop.
I feel like with Newt Rockne coach, though, it would be very hard to catch a gun charge.
Also, do you know how old Newt was when he died and how many years he was into his career?
I'm going to guess he was like 50, because that's when everyone died then.
Well, he died in a plane crash. It wasn't like natural causes.
Okay, so how old was he? How old was he?
Doing over there?
This guy was doing the musket charge. he had gunpowder and musket balls in the car. We arrested him.
You have his a gun wagon. In your locker? Yeah, it's taller than me. I really can't hide it, Coach.
We raided his wagon. There was gunpowder and musket balls.
Kid died of dysentery a week later.
Newt was 43 when he died of a plane crash.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, but he had only been coaching for 8 years, probably had another good six in him. So his win total could have easily surpassed, call it 225.
So you're just going with a theoretical win total for Newt Rockne.
Well, no. So
I love doing that, though.
He was 105 and 12.
Nothing like extrapolating.
And 5, because they had ties back then. So 105 wins over 13 years, 8 wins a year. You give him another, what do you want to call it, at 43, 20 years. 161 wins, added to his already 100-plus. 161 wins, man. And you're going to give that kind of record to that man?
I feel like we can't trust Mookie to do this math. This doesn't.
I literally just did it on the calculator right here.
I did. I've done that with Ted Williams though, so I can't hate the move. I took out his military service and said if he kept up the same pace for home runs, he would have blown the home run record out of the water.
Moving on.
Yeah, Mike, you're about 45 to 60 seconds.
I didn't hit that one.
I was just gonna say the good news is Ted Williams is a fucking boss, so military service or not, like, he's a great, so you don't even have to bother with it. You don't have to go, well, if he didn't know,
isn't
like,
his head frozen with Walt Disney's?
Yes, he said he did not want his head frozen, and one of his children, where it's like, no, we're not freezing his head. He didn't want this. We're going to bury him or cremate or the hell he wanted. And then his other two kids, who are money-grubbing bastards, were like, nope, we are freezing his head.
fair enough. Scott, what's your next overreaction from this weekend?
Rookie QBs, Hall of Fame, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, book it. I specifically only pointed out the black ones. So if you want to drop the race card.
Yep, I'm trying to get there.
Race card.
I was trying to get to it. Matt Barr said.
I don't believe in the white ones, but the black ones make the busts.
Barr did say earlier in the night, Trey days, baby. So you're coming. feeling good about Trey, huh?
It's coming. Between Trey and Justin and Chicago, collision course. NFC championship.
can we get a phrasing on it's coming?
All
just
over
asking,
the place, baby.
Asking for a friend.
I thought we were done talking about Urban Meyer. Oh,
give this man his rap air horn. Well done. Well done, Kev. that's a pretty good overreaction, Scott. I think you might be onto something there. These rookie QBs.
The black rookie QBs, make sure you specify.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I don't trust Mac Jones and long hair down there with herbs. I don't trust those two, but... The black ones, they got this, baby.
I have issue with the fact he did not mention the whitest quarterback ever.
Who Mac would that Jones? Be?
Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah. That's
a good one. Damn sure don't trust Zach
Trevor,
Wilson.
But the guy who went to BYU, nah, he's fine.
Look, man. Look,
I excluded him because he's not black.
No offense, okay? No offense, but Zach Wilson's a Mormon, so he doesn't count. I was going to say, just like Gingers, he doesn't count, but then I realized that was mean to Ginger, so I won't say that, but the kid
Andy
went to
Dalton
BYU.
Has paid his dues in
life. Andy Dalton is a man. Have you seen his lumberjack grizzle he's got going on?
I can't wait to watch him
on his Discovery Plus show where, like, him and his wife move out into a homestead somewhere in, like, Montana. It's going to be fantastic. Jay Cutler, you better watch your ass, son.
Whoa.
That's
you got
Carson Wentz.
Hang on. You got Andy Dalton creeping up on your Jay Cutler status, Drew?
Look, dude, all I'm saying is the beard he was working with, just the swag he had going on, he could do it because he's not starting out with a handicap, a.k.a. Kristen Cavallari. Drew, I don't know what she brought to the table, honestly, other than the TV show.
I also have a question, by the way. Was anyone else concerned when Mookie said Andy Dalton is a man? Have you seen his lumberjack? I didn't know.
Yeah, well, Kev, that's the thing. Like, once you're on the show with Drew long enough, you know, like, he's either going to turn it super weird or it's going to start off really weird and somehow land kind of correctly. So we just let him go and then just sit there awkwardly. It's fun to just see how weird Drew can make it.
I've learned that.
Are you saying I project a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
Thank God.
It's a lot.
Sometimes I don't know where I'm going, but I'm like, well, if we're all in this together, like,
I do notice that, Drew. I do feel like you start talking and then mid-sentence, you're like the living embodiment of that Michael Scott joke from The Office when he's like, sometimes I start a sentence and I don't know where it's going to end up. And that's how I feel like with most of your takes. Like, you just start talking just because the camera's on you, and then we have no idea where it ends up. And we're like, well, I guess we're going to go here now. Thanks, Drew.
Do you guys want to experience even better, Mookie?
Oh, God. Oh, what did I do?
Tell him that you're not doing a show this week. Tell him something came up. You're not doing a show this week. And then, like, an hour before, say, hey, by the way, like, that thing was cleared up. We're doing a show now. Because that's what we've done in the corner booth pregame, Thursdays at 6:30. We've messaged him, like, hey, can you come on? And he's been hammered both times. And it's incredible. It's great content.
Oh, yeah. No, Drunk Mookie is definitely the way to go. Drunk Mookie is 100% the way to go.
To be fair, when you give me an hour's notice, I'm like, shit, okay, they must be in a tight spot if they're asking, you know, me to pop in. Like, they must not have like content, or like something happened where they got to shuffle stuff around. Like, all right, like, okay, I can step up, I can do this. Of course, after Jenna says I can. And then I'm like, okay, well, I can't show up and fucking suck, and I literally don't know anything going on with sports because we did our show last night and I was just trying to survive till 6:30 on Thursday. Corner Booth Podcast, get in all the normal streaming services, Apple Podcast. We would like you to give us 5 stars there. Anyone can stop me on the plugs and get back to the point.
This is what I'm talking about. You just start talking and we have no idea. Yeah, this is exactly what we were talking about. You just start talking and I'm like, in my head, here's what's happening, Mookie. In my head, I'm going, oh, that's cool of him to plug Corner Booth like that. Why is he still plugging Corner Booth like that? This must be going somewhere. Nope, he just begs for help and pulls the ripcord. He's like, somebody fucking take this from me. Like, what are we doing, man?
It's your fault because you struck out, man. There was 2 hints right there to pop in.
Jesus, Mookie.
If you're going to spend 20 minutes plugging the corner booth, at least plug a tailgate in the quad a little bit. Put a tailgate in the quad plug in there a little.
Mookie, by the way, for the record, Mookie has now plugged corner booth pregame more than he's plugged our show on our show. Just throwing that out there. That is now more time that he's plugged corner booth than he's plugged our show.
In Mookie's defense, plugging your show on the show makes no sense.
It totally makes sense. You got to beg for those subscriptions and reviews, man.
Well, that's not plugging the show. That's asking people already watching to subscribe. Like, that's not a plug necessarily.
Thank you. See, cross promotion is what we need to be doing here at Belly Up. I've been saying it for months, but now finally someone in corporate's listening.
Mookie, what's your last overreaction?
Jalen Smith will be the Super Bowl MVP. No doubt. Print the shirts.
Oh, I do an overreaction since I'm here.
Go ahead, Kev. You got an overreaction?
Mac Jones is the best quarterback in this draft class. 19 straight completions.
But he's white.
You can't. Okay. You're right, Scott. I'm sorry. Mac Jones is the best white quarterback in this draft class.
There you go.
Much better.
He can be the third best quarterback. That's fine.
You know, Kev, that's a good point. But I think there's going to be some people that would have a problem with that and want to say, you know, something back to you. And I think it's our boys over at Pardon the Punctuation, and they air Tuesday nights at 9:15, also on Belly Up Sports.
No, not on Belly Up Belly Sports. Up God damn it!
No, dude.
I was very confused. Like, I don't think they're on the Belly Up Network, but I don't want to say anything.
You know how many things you're asking me to do? I'm reading a comment. I'm trying to listen to this and figure out, okay, how do I shove this thing in and read what he wrote, and then someone
and we're back to Urban Meyer. Kev, you got any other takes?
I'm Ryan Burgundy. That shit's on you.
The Patriots drafted the best quarterback, white quarterback, running back, and defensive tackle in the draft.
Okay, I'll believe you because I have not watched a single down of Patriots
New
football.
Based like podcast, like, off the top, and I don't understand what you're saying. Instead, I'm like, Mac Jones, huh? I don't know who else they drafted after that. So
Christian Barmore, Ramondre Stevenson, Those are the three guys on the team right now.
You can go through the whole seven rounds, and I'll be like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Well, Christian
everybody Barmore, after Mac Jones, I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Christian Barmore is a national championship winning defensive tackle. I know as Notre Dame fans, you guys don't really know much about winning national championships.
I don't give a fuck about then, Notre Dame.
We're
moving on.
Oh, sorry, so, Kev. Respect the moving on. Sorry, man. Sorry. You got to respect the moving on that one.
It's one of the only rules we have on the show.
You got to respect the moving on. Scott, did you have any more week four overreactions before we move into baseball?
Let's see. Black quarterback, black rookie quarterbacks is lying. Chiefs are back. Rams are done. No, that's it. That's all I got for you.
I just had one more. SoFi Stadium is the biggest dump in the NFL. What kind of shitty dome has a lightning delay? What bullshit is that? What a terrible stadium. Burn it to the ground. Start all over again. It's a dumpster fire. Screw that whole stadium. Screw any organization that plays there. SoFi Stadium is the worst. I would take run down Paul Brown Stadium over SoFi any day of the week because it's a dome that had a lightning delay. Done.
That was pretty trash.
Yeah, I read something about it because I was like, what the fuck? That makes no sense. And like, it's just some bullshit zoning thing where like they left it open. It's because they can open Jerryville, right? Or Jerry World.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it's basically the same. It's a little bit bigger, and because those goddamn liberals out in California zone everything differently, it's qualified as open air. Therefore, lightning delays. You got to get off the field.
But the best part was the players had to leave the field, but the announcers could stay in the booth. The fans could stay in the stands. Like it was literally just the players had to leave the field. It was the dumbest thing.
Don't make them strike the fan or the players, man. You know that's how lightning works. Haven't you ever seen the physics of lightning? It's like, hey. I know there's all these other people there, but let me just hit those players.
I know you're sitting in these metal seats, but you should be fine there. But these players, they're in trouble. Sorry, Kev.
The players are the money makers, so they don't right. They don't really care if someone who paid investment. Their $75 for a ticket because someone else will fill that seat next week. They only care about the players mm-hmm. who are getting paid millions of dollars.
And same thing with Chris Collinsworth in the booth. If he gets hit by lightning. We'll find another one of them.
I'm assuming that the Chargers fans, if there are still any left, would have been okay if the Spanos family got hit. They'd be like, oh, okay. At least the ones in San Diego for sure would have been all right with that happening.
Dan, the epitome of a Raiders fan, super trash, even more trash that they let the Raiders warm up knowing they were going to do that whack shit. Chargers never came on the field. So Dan's got a little conspiracy theory there, a little gamesmanship from the Chargers.
He might be onto something.
I don't.
That's home field advantage right there, though. It's like, hey, we know our stadium is bullshit, so don't even go out there, boys. Let the Raiders warm up. It's fine.
Is somebody going to tell Gruden? Nah, fuck Gruden. Let him figure this shit out on his own. And then Gruden was like, what the hell, man? Yeah. Delay. Well, he's on his way to his 500 record, so he's definitely going to be pissed because John Gruden, career 500 coach, and that ain't going to change this year.
He should coach the Cowboys. Back, so I think they assume that Gruden will also come back if he's struck by lightning and dies. Next season, he'll just be back, except slightly worse, but it's fine.
Making $10 million.
Now, wait, no, hold on, though. If it's Chucky, because didn't Chucky get raised from the dead on, like, Halloween? Or was that a different
it was just like
whatever.
A Tuesday in October or something. Like,
I think
it just took lightning to strike, right?
I think you're confusing the Chucky movies with the Halloween movies.
Okay, I mean, it's possible. I mean, it is October after all, and that month is known for two things.
Pumpkin beer.
Horror films and pumpkin beer.
That's damn right. Straight.
I was thinking baseball playoffs, but okay, whatever.
I was going to say, before we move on to baseball, I did actually have one last overreaction, and I think it's that the Arizona Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl. And Scott, leaning back into your black quarterbacks Hall of Fame, I feel like it was only appropriate to end on that note as we lean into baseball.
Yeah, but real quick, since you hit on that, Cliff Kingsbury, Coach of the Year? Like, right? Cliff Kingsbury, Coach of the Year? Right, Scott?
Is he a cuck?
No,
he's the one that's banging McVay's wife. Scott, Cliff? Clifford, what did we say his middle name was? I forget now what we said his middle name was.
I don't know, but I don't want to talk about Cliff or the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, that's okay, Scott, because as we get into baseball...
I can guarantee you right now that Cliff finishes with a disappointing season if they make the playoffs, one and done.
Cliff Carlton Kingsbury, yeah. But he spells the Carlton with the K. I think that's what we said it was.
I have an issue. I refuse to give Cliff Kingsbury any awards because he could not win more than... He cannot go more than 500 with Patrick Mahomes. Meanwhile, Eric Bieniemy is still the Kansas City Chiefs offense coordinator. Why the hell did Cliff Kingsbury get a job before him?
Cliff is going to be looking to be the fourth soon in that that Urban Paterno thing. Like they, he's getting in on that. He's like, hey, can I get there?
Paterno as in paternity test,
because
they won't know.
Yeah.
And Kevin, to answer your question, I can tell you exactly why Eric Bieniemy is not a head coach and why Cliff Kingsbury is. And it's pretty simple.
Race car.
All right, let's talk about our friends over at Beer Drop. Listen, everybody, what a beautiful segue into a Beer Drop sponsorship read. Just a blatant race car drop. Shout out to our friends over at Beer Drop. If you guys want award-winning craft beer delivered directly to your door, just go to craftrootsports.com/beer drop. You can get servings starting off at $4 per serving. Take the test, the quiz. They will do a flavor profile for you, curate a box of craft beer, ship it directly to you. I was super mad because UPS came at the one time that I was not at the house today, and I was not here to sign for my shipment today. So
dude, I
pulled
new up
shipment.
As the UPS guy was across the street
I'm
writing
so
the ticket to have me sign.
I'm
I was
so
like,
mad.
No, I'm here.
Tonight, I got to wait until tomorrow for my
you
new.
You guys are still having to sign?
Yes. We talked
my
about this.
My dude continues to sign without me.
Like, I know. Your guy is, your guy, yeah, he's breaking the rules. The UPS standards are you got to sign now. And my guy is a strict follower of the rules. But anyways, craftrootsports.com/beer drop. If you don't want the subscription, you can still go there and buy a box of beers. It's $5 flat shipping at our link. So go hit them up, craftrootsports.com/beer drop. Fill up your beer fridge today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Sell out. All right, boys, it is time to talk a little bit of baseball. Kevin's here. He's excited. He's got his Red Sox uniform on. Scott's pumped because the Braves made it into the playoffs. So let's talk a little baseball.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
And this week for our baseball talk, first of all, Scott, how you feeling right now as the NL playoffs are getting underway? Are you feeling good about your Braves?
I think they got the best possible matchup for them in the first round. Milwaukee is the most beatable team that the Braves could have played in the entire field. Like, so I feel good about them getting past Milwaukee, and that's about it.
Motherfucker.
But
sorry.
Just getting here, it was an achievement for a Ronald Acuna-less Braves. But, you know, the thanks. Big shout out to the Mets and Phillies for sucking so much ass this season.
Kev, feeling good after your wild card win last night for your boys in Boston. How much did you shit your pants off of that that Stanton long single off the green monster in the first?
I didn't shit my pants. I knew that was short. Don't you worry about it. I do have one thing, one number to sum up my feelings.
346
million? 324
million. Oh, it was 324. Sorry. I thought...
324.
Are we talking payroll?
You basically paid this man to win games in the playoffs, and you're basically paying him $162 million per inning.
That's rough. That's rough if you're a Yankees fan. Garrett Cole did not have the outing that Yankees fans wanted to see last night.
They got to bring back that sticky stuff.
But wasn't it the outing that Yankees fans should have expected, though?
Since they started cracking down on the stick'em, dude has been trash.
No. I'm not even talking about the stick'em. He's not good in Boston. Like he's, I think he's 1-3. His ERA is like 8 or some
he
shit
plays
like
for
that.
New York?
No, he's talking about his splits. He's right. saying his splits when in he Boston.
Pitches, when he
but my guess though
Fenway,
is he had the sticky stuff, he would have fared just a tiny bit better, you know, like he did prior to well, the sticky stuff getting outlawed.
I mean, obviously, don't we
look
all
at the numbers
pre
and post crackdown, and they are telling.
Scott, Matt Barr, by the way, resident Mets fan, says, you're welcome for my service, Scott. So there you
oh,
go.
Oh, that comment was totally for him.
I knew it was. That was you might as well have just been like, hey, Matt, you still watching when you threw that one out? Because I knew exactly what you were doing when you said that one. But listen, guys, I got a little bit of a conspiracy theory, and I need you guys to check me on this one. So let's get the music primed up here. Because I got a conspiracy theory.
When do
to get
I get to.
To
drop my baseball fact?
After the conspiracy theory.
All right, cool. Also, I had to mouth your welcome for my service.
You
to
had
to figure out what
oh,
the fuck he
okay.
was saying.
Weird pause in that sentence. I had to mouth your welcome for my service. It was a weird pause.
Well, like,
it
I
made
can
me
hear
feel...
the sound, but I don't know if you played it on yet. It's super low in my headphones.
Oh,
I need more bass in my
there
headphones.
There it is. It just kicks. It takes a while to kick.
Where's
in.
My snare?
Where's my... You got it? You got there the you music go. There, Drew? Okay, here
I got,
we go.
I got, yeah, I got it.
All right, so as you guys know, game 162 in the AL had all of the makings of some intense
Dude,
drama.
I'm
we
so
had,
mad that it played out the
yes,
way it did.
We had the potential so of four teams tying for the two wild card spots, and it would have been utter absolute chaos. But as Scott pointed best. Out, the Mariners shit down their leg and ruined everything to yes. start with. So we were not going to get the chaos that we deserved.
That's a great part.
But when you look at what was happening, the Yankees and the Red Sox each had a game lead over the Blue Jays and the Mariners, right? So the Yankees were playing the Rays. I don't even know. It doesn't even matter who everybody else was playing. But the Blue Jays were playing, I think, the Orioles. And they
was
were
anyone playing each other?
No, they were all
no,
oh, okay. no they were okay. all playing
Sorry,
different
I just...
teams. Yeah. So that's Got why you had the potential to
right.
have all four end with the same record, because the Yankees and the Red Sox had a one-game lead. So looking at the Rays and the Yankees game, do you remember just recently the little kerfuffle we had with the Rays and the Blue Jays? Do you remember that whole thing with stealing the
oh
lineup card and it became
like it was
a
just
fight?
Yesterday.
Yeah, it was just recently, right? It just happened. So the Rays have some bad blood with the Blue Jays. Now, the Rays are playing the Yankees in the last game. If the Yankees lose, there is now a three-way. The Red Sox get the number one wild card, and the Yankees and the Blue Jays are now playing for that second wild card spot. The Rays
so
know this. The Rays know this because they're scoreboard watching. They know that the Blue Jays are up big over whoever the hell they were playing, whether it was the Orioles or the Nationals. So they proceed to send out a guy in the eighth or ninth inning with a 6+ ERA to give the Yankees the win. They figured, screw it. It doesn't matter. We're in the playoffs. We got our seed wrapped up. Let's go ahead and let the Yankees win this, because if the Yankees were to win, it guaranteed that the Blue Jays did not have a chance at the wild card. So my conspiracy theory is that the Rays threw game 162 at the end of the game because they knew it was going to screw the Blue Jays, and it all goes back to the lineup card incident from a few weeks ago. Scott, how crazy is my conspiracy theory?
Not only is it spot on, I'm going to
yes!
step yes! it up one further. The Rays knew they didn't want to potentially see the Blue Jays at all because they are the much better team than the Yankees. And they're like, fuck it. We'll let these assholes come back in. We're holding them to no runs right now. Just throw a guy out there who's definitely going to give up the win. And we've beaten their asses all year up and down this AL East. So, yeah, of course we want the Yankees if it comes to that. Like, they definitely didn't want to see the Blue Jays because they're the better team, and they hate them. It's a perfect mix of when your ability to control things meets fucking somebody you don't like. Like, it's fantastic.
You go into the ninth inning of a 0-0 ball game, and you don't throw your closer out there. You throw a guy who's got a 6+ ERA. You are 100% tanking this game. There is no doubt in my mind that the Rays did it, and the whole reason was just to fuck the Blue Jays. Mookie, how crazy is the conspiracy theory?
I need some clarity here, because first of all, this is facts, but the nuance is why they did what they did. They did it to fuck the Blue Jays, But Scott, what you said, I was all on board. And then if the Blue Jays would have ended up advancing, was there a shot the Rays played them? Like, could that matchup well, have happened instead well, of the I Yankees mean, it, and it, Red Sox?
Well, no, because it would have been the fact that I guess the Rays have a better record. So it would have had to go one more round. But if you eliminate your competition ahead of time, that's true. I'm sitting right, here tonight. Yeah. All I'm thinking about is I hope the Cardinals beat the Dodgers. Why?
You because son of a
Braves
bitch.
Make look, I know I understand that's a sensitive subject, Mike, but you gotta come from where I'm coming from, man. All I'm thinking about is eliminate the Dodgers, eliminate the Giants, the Braves don't have to play them. Fuck the whole beat the best to be the best. I'll just want to fucking get to the World Series.
See, and that's what I'm getting at.
What's the easiest way? Yep. The Brewers and then the Cardinals somehow. And then you gotta play one of the Dodgers and the Giants in the NLCS, then so fucking be it. But until then, easiest road. Don't give a shit. Well, that's why the Rays.
See, and that's what I'm getting at, because that level of petty is what I want to encourage what we need in sports. So if the Rays did this just to fuck the Blue Jays because of the whole kerfuffle with the scorecard, whatever shit, I am here for that.
They won't
if
tell
they
you
did
that.
Did it out of it competition?
I'm with Mike. I'm with Mike, man.
It's still a fact, but I'm not as stoked about it because I'm like, oh, but like that's rational. That makes sense, and it's competitive. No, I want to fuck people that I think fucked me, even though they probably
right,
didn't.
I
that's
think
why,
both.
Mike, when that woman talks shit to you walking in the gym, I don't give a fuck if she's 130. I'm going to tell her to F the fuck off and not talk to me because it's not her space. I don't give a shit what I'm wearing.
We didn't talk about that on air, but now I'm going to have to put that in the post-game show because people are going to need to know that story. Kevin, how much of am I a crazy conspiracy theorist with this, or is this dead on?
So I believe you. I agree with your conspiracy theory. Putting a guy in with a 6 ERA makes no sense. However, I don't get why they did it.
To fuck the Blue Jays?
I have no doubt in my mind that the Rays would beat the Blue Jays.
They would, but they'd had an easier time with the Yankees than they would the Blue Jays. The Red Sox just proved why everybody wanted to play the Yankees. The Yankees were all over the place this year.
Yes. However, if the Rays have that much beef with the Blue Jays, you'd want to set them up. You'd want them to feel flying high coming into the playoffs. And then to crush them. Like when my mom left and then came back. Like, oh, optimism, my parents' marriage might work out. Crush that
Jesus
shit.
Jesus Christ.
Again. That's what the Rays should have been trying
Christ.
To do.
This is why I can't
always
have you on the show. Was this
your mom,
was
man.
This your long no, con? Like, was this the long con of, hey, Mike, check Slack, get me on the show, let me talk about Urban, and it was just your way to sneak attack and shoehorn that in because you know I don't put the comment on whenever you drop the comment on the stream?
Hey, so
no, actually, I thought you guys
every
were
single time. I'm always just like, damn, dude, you hit us with the realness on the
so
mark.
Fucking like, dark.
Can someone drop the race card? Because I feel like that's just what we just need. That like, I don't know. We don't have another transition for mom left, then came back, then left, and still ruined my life. Like, so just
no, we do, we do.
Moving on.
There it is, and you got to respect the moving on.
We've got an entire catalog back of Eminem that explains how shitty your mom can be.
That's true. If we're moving back to baseball, can we get that hit again, though?
Yeah, we could totally get that one back up.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Mookie, how much of that Yankees-Red Sox game did you watch?
What game? I knew they were playing. I was like, oh, so we did get a wild card tie. And there's like, oh, no, this is the actual playoffs. Although I did
wait a second. Hang on. Before you go, we gotta sit here for a second because I love this idea that you are more invested in a wild card tie. You're more invested in a play-in game to get to the playoffs than you are the actual playoffs. That is amazing.
Hold on a second, though, because in Mookie's defense, I was
to
all
be
the
fair.
Way here for that. No, I mean, I was all the way here for it because it was in the AL. It didn't involve the Braves. I'm like, let there be fucking chaos. I want to watch that shit. I didn't watch a minute of last night because I'm like, Yankees Red Sox for the billionth time. Who gives a fuck? Red Sox did the only thing that I asked them to do every single season, and that's make sure that the Yankees don't get there. So they've done their job, and the Red Sox can go fuck off now. Like, go Rays, go White. And you know what? The shittiest part is this American League field has me rooting for goddamn Tony La Russa.
Oh, Jesus.
The only team there that I'm like, you know what? I guess I got to get behind them. Let's go, Tim Anderson.
Mike put the comment up a little bit ago. Jared said that I watched one pitch, and he is 150 billion% absolutely right. I saw
one more pitch than I did.
Yeah, and it was the replay of that play where Stanton hits the double off the wall, and they tag out what's his ass Judge at home plate. And I saw it the first time, and I was like, wait a minute, was that the? And then I watched again. I was like, yeah, that was those guys. That was those dudes from that T-Mobile commercial. I fucking knew it. How much you want to bet in the locker room after the game? One of them looks at the other and goes, man, I did that T-Mobile commercial with you, that stupid fucking thing, and you can't score at home? You can't get that slide in, or you can't hit that double somewhere else. Give me a little bit more time to get home. And they're just going to be shitty at each other because Giancarlo and Aaron are just – that's what this season's going to be remembered for them. Is doing that terribly funny but still god-awful T-Mobile commercial about hitting dinger slingers. Are you done Googling, Mike?
Yeah, thank you for vamping, because I had to pull this up because I just want to point
I've
out
never
that
seen this commercial.
Scott is Scott is to the point that he is willing to cheer for this man. He's cheering for that guy.
Oh, come on, you got to make that bigger.
I can't. My screen's rotated, so I can't.
The hell did I say that guy? Southside.
Yeah, you are. This is who Scott is cheering for in
Don't
this playoffs.
You know who I am? I'm Tony the fucking Russo. I got all the rings, motherfucker. Like, that's who I'm here for. Like, Tony's drunk ass.
I'm still confused why you'd root for him over the Red Sox.
Well, the Red Sox, like, I don't even have anything against the Red Sox. I really don't. Like, there's nothing. Like, I never have, because, again, they serve the purpose of making sure that the Yankees don't. And they have yet to meet the Braves in a chance where it would knock them out. So they haven't done anything to me personally. It's just boring. Like, I just want to see somebody else. That's all.
They play that shit up so much in the regular season between them, too. It's just like, okay, just get it over with. And no matter the outcome of the game, whether it's terrible or amazing baseball game, you're still going to run it in 30% of your coverage on SportsCenter the next day. So, like, let's just get that shit out of the way and get on to actual quality baseball in the playoffs, where we get to see, like, the Diamondbacks play the Twins, two teams that no one gives a shit about. But they're going to play balls.
I would be here for a
Diamondback
Twins World Series. I was probably the only one who didn't live in California who was all in on Angels Giants in 2002. I was like, this is fucking exciting. The Yankees. This is fucking amazing.
Are the D-backs actually in?
No.
Never mind.
No. You could have that. The Twins Diamondbacks. Yeah, because that's American League naturally. It would be one of the lowest rated World Series of all time. But your boy.
I know baseball.
I'd watch every minute of that. I don't even watch baseball that much. Diamondbacks, Twins, I'd be glued to my
chair.
Scott, you're not alone. Jared saying he's rooting for the White Sox for the simple reason that he picked them to win the damn World Series back in March. So
there you go.
He's.
I mean, I don't want him to win the fucking World Series. I'm rooting for him to get there and lose to the Braves, but, you know, that's fine.
If your Braves get knocked out, like, let's say they lose.
No, hold on, back up.
Who are you backing? What's the horse you're backing? Is it the White Sox? Do you want the White Sox?
It's the White Sox, 100%. When the Braves are done, I'm going to go. It's going to be like that ludicrous meme where it's like, you know, move, bitch, and it's like he slowly changed to ludicrous. That's going to be me. It's going to go from Braves to slowly changing into White Sox gear. Like, I'll slowly change into Frank Thomas. Like, let's go. Dick Bills and White Sox. That's what I'm here for. Woo!
You're transforming from your Acuna jersey to the boner pill slinging Frank Thomas. Got it.
You
good
got
to know
right.
that's
you got
that's
right.
Whoa, whoa. No, don't. No, Don't bring Frank into this in that negative connotation.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying he's. That's what. That's just a statement of fact. Frank Thomas is slinging boner pills.
Go there with it. I'll go with the Jack McDowell double deuces. Whatever you want. I mean, I got all the classic White Sox. It doesn't matter, man. I didn't even go Canerco with it.
Oh my God. I just want to point out that on this show, you have mentioned Chuck Nagy, Paul Konerko, and Jack McDowell. What the fuck?
I have never been more proud about my late 90s to mid 90s baseball knowledge.
Oh, you are God. Saying names that people in this room, in this studio, have no idea. They're like Googling to see what the hell you're talking about. Chuck Nagy was a name you mentioned, and people watching this stream were like, who the fuck? Did he just call Matt Nagy Chuck? This guy's high as shit. And no, they have no idea that that's a 90s Indians pitcher, Chuck Nagy.
I mean, yeah, we played him on King Griffey, right?
I know a lot about baseball that I shouldn't, but there's a cutoff. After about 2004, it's all Braves knowledge or nothing.
So I have a proposal. I think we need to legitimize this restaurant endeavor that we're doing between Herb, the Petrinos, and I honestly think that Paul Konerko is the perfect person to do it. No, so we throw him in the owner. Hold on, hear me out. We throw him in the ownership mix. He's the one we put out as the face of, you know, the restaurant to investors. Go out there, shake hands, kiss babies, and do all of that. And then we let those three idiots be the GMs of the restaurant establishment. They're out there grinding day to day, and we call it Contwerkos.
Man, this is some bullshit! Boo this man!
I feel like that's a great investment strategy.
I thought you were going to go a week without it, Drew. I thought you were going to go a week without it.
Wait, am I on a streak?
Yeah, you get that bullshit drop every week.
Pretty much weekly at this point. I actually have to shorten it. I got to shorten it because you get it so often.
I want to applaud me, Mike, and Kevin for all not breaking that silence there and letting it just linger. Nobody gave in, and I was like, I will let this go on as long as it takes.
I thought about waiting even longer before I hit the drop to just let him stew in that on his own and make him feel... Because what I wanted was...
I wanted Drew to go...
Oh no, did my internet freeze? Did they not hear that? And I wanted him to repeat it. That's what I wanted at first, but then I was like, no, just hit him with the boo and move on. Scott, I gotta know, since we're talking baseball, do you prefer the one game wild card, or do you wish we go back to that 3-game series like we had last year during the COVID playoffs?
I like the one game playoff. This way that when the Red Sox win, the Yankees can just be done.
I mean, that's fair, but come on, one game.
In all honesty, I do think it's bullshit that you play 162 games and then it comes down to one and anything can happen. It's not like other sports, so that does seem rough, but, you know, get good, be better. Don't find yourself in that one game playoff. That's all I got to say.
Kevin, would you want to see the Yankees in at least one more game?
I mean, yeah, because then I could just talk more shit. It doesn't matter. Oh no, the Red Sox won game one. Now I have to play another game. Here's Chris Sale.
Good luck.
What a
flex. We got Chris Sale in game two if we need it.
Dude, that's unreal. I mean, I guess when you've got that type of rotation going into the wild card, we were like, fuck it, we got Chris Sale for after we win this wild card. Like that because that's like the big thing, right? Everybody's like, oh man, you gotta burn your number one, you gotta burn your ace to make it into the next, and you're starting off at a disadvantage in the first round of the playoffs. The Red Sox get to be like, and we got Sale going for us. We're in good shape. We'll be just fine. Caitlin throwing back to last week. Does this come after the release of Making Them Wet? I still want to make that album, man. I want to pay somebody to get beats.
Were we not making that album?
It's going to be the first craft brewed sports collabo.
Can I just be the guy on the track that just yells my name to start the song, where I'm just like Burlon, and then that's it. That's all I do the entire time, and then somebody else.
You don't get to be DJ Khaled,
please. If it makes you feel better, it's more like Jason Derulo. How about that? Can I be more like Jason Derulo? More.
Oh well, if you're knocking it down to Jason Derulo,
okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, cool, because he does the same fucking thing. Okay.
I think you guys need to make some merch with this album cover on it.
Making them wet, yeah.
I'm just waiting on Chase to get me that picture, because trust me, it's
yeah. Like, we need the
stuff in the wings,
posters, right? Like it's got to be posters, like the throwback. Oh man, in, like, the bedroom, right? Like that's how you start building the hype.
Tour posters. We need to get some tour posters, like fake tour posters. That's got to happen. That definitely has to happen. All right, let's do a quick shout out here to our friends over at Dugout Mugs.
Done with baseball?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, Mookie. You had a baseball fact. What is your baseball fact that you wanted to draw? Let's pause the music. Pause
everything.
I cannot wait.
100%. Go ahead,
100%. So at the end of July, the Cardinals had a 1.3% chance to make the playoffs. And then they made the playoffs.
Moving on.
I think my favorite part is right now, like that was completely unnecessary at the end of the segment, but I had been holding it on for so long and I knew it was gonna get Mike so pissed. Look how ready he is.
Let's give a shout out to our friends over at Dugout Mugs.
So I love when Scott goes, this is definitely worth pausing the sponsorship read.
Oh, that was fantastic. I gotta admit, like, good job, Mookie.
Well, you know.
All right, well, I'm hoping you guys are all enjoying Mookie's last show here at Kraft Food Sports, because he will not be back anymore after this. But if you want to drink out of a bat, just like we do here on the show, head on over to dugoutmugs.com/craft. They got their metal bats in stock. They got Day of the Dead bats that they just launched for Halloween time. All of your favorite teams. There's player series, autograph series. They've got city series where, like, names of the players make the shape of the city. All kinds of really cool stuff. You can get wine glasses, the baseball bat mugs, bottle openers, shot glasses. Great stuff over there at Dugout Mugs. Head on over to dugoutmugs.com/craft. Get 15% off your order with our link. The playoffs don't start until you start drinking your beer out of a bat. So go do that. Hit them up, dugoutmugs.com/craft.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Sell
out. All right, boys, it is time for the return of something that people have been clamoring for. It's been a long time. We have not done this segment in since the Stanley Cup, so I am happy to introduce Time to Do That Hockey.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
I just saw Whitey's comment, by the way. You can get a custom etched bat with a dirty photo too, and you can. I don't know how. I mean, somebody actually has to put that into the printer, so I don't know if they.
You're gonna have to prove that.
Somebody's gonna review that picture, but give it a shot. Dugoutmugs.com/craft. Hit them up and see what
they
got.
Are these lips?
It's okay if it's your dog, right?
What?
Man, this is some bullshit! Move this man!
I was gonna say it's okay if it's your dirty photo, and I was like, oh, let's road trip it up a little bit.
Wow.
Scott, that hockey for us. What's up with your boy Evander? Evander Kane in the news again this week. What is up, man?
This motherfucker, is he... I'm legit getting mad. Like, he's making me not like black people. What the fuck is wrong with Evander Kane? He's like the worst ambassador for the black community since OJ. Like, seriously. He's the worst ambassador for the black community in sports since fucking OJ. This dude was out here getting investigated by the NHL for fucking forging vaccine cards. Like, what the fuck, man?
Dude, that is brutal.
I thought you were going to go with he got investigated for throwing games and betting on the games, and you just went straight for the jugular.
Well, screw it. You're throwing the games. Who cares?
900 other things that he's done. Like, it's like he's Dirt McGirt, and let's throw more dirt on top of him. Like, he's out here forging vaccine cards. Like, what else is Evander Kane going to do on a week? Like, he's close to having his own fucking segment. Like, he's real close to having, like, oh, what dumb shit did Evander do this week? Like, let's get a drop in here. Unbelievable.
In Evander Kane's defense, he has not murdered his ex-wife yet.
Yeah, Jesus so Christ. He's got one up on Ray Carruth. That's it. One up.
And OJ.
Like I said, though, he's the worst ambassador since OJ.
Oh, right.
Even Ray Carruth is like, damn, bro, you suck.
But he's not worse than OJ yet.
Yes, he's not worse than OJ, allegedly. But see, all these things that Evander's done have been verified. Like, OJ, court of law says he didn't do it. I'm just saying.
The man, okay, first off, one court of law said he didn't do it. Another one did. He was found guilty in civil court.
Second of all, they favor white people.
Civil courts are the best. Civil courts found the United States government guilty in the assassination of Martin Luther King. So civil courts are the best.
Civil courts too, because you don't really have to prove anything. Like, you could just be like, come on. And they're like, yeah, you know what? You're right. That's a good point. And then they just
OJ came out with a book called If I Did It. If that man is not guilty, if you don't think that man's guilty, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's fine, because Evander Kane's book's going to call, Yeah, I Did It. Read the newspaper.
I mean, he's going to need the income from that book after he gets banned from the NHL.
I cannot believe how this dude stays in the news, and it's all for just the shittiest.
I can't believe he stays in the league. How long until they finally get rid of him? Why is he still
an NHL player? Like, why isn't the league just...
They have not finished their investigation into him.
That's
on
the only reason is because they haven't finished the investigation, but they're going to. Like,
I mean,
because
the guy's... He's still a solid player, man. He put up 22-27 last year.
It doesn't matter if he's doing all the bullshit he's doing. Like, yeah, but how many of those did he throw?
So wait,
the fact that we got to ask the question is a problem.
So is Pete Rose.
He's a giant piece of shit, too.
Pete Rose also did a little girl, so we can't put Evander Kane on Pete Rose's level.
If you as a child out there are like, man, you know what? Someday I want to grow up to be just like Pete Rose. Then you got a motherfucking problem. You should stop playing sports. You should pick up something else. Because if Evander Kane was ever like, I want to be just like Pete Rose, well, check that box off.
I would be kind of shocked he knows who Pete Rose is.
There's no way Evander Kane does.
Mike, did you say we can't compare Evander Kane to Pete Rose because Pete Rose diddled little girls?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Okay, fine. Let's find another example. Then Carmelo. Oh, wait. He also did that.
He's black, Tyson.
Tyson asked the question, what's different about Evander Kane and all of the other players in hockey? And Scott, of course, went right to
race card.
You'd been disappointed if I didn't.
Although, shout out to Tyson. Keep grinding on that game, man. Boot camps aren't easy, but they're worth it.
Grinding. It's the theme of the show. It's the theme of the show tonight. Just keep grinding. Scott. That's what I've been thinking every time. Every time they talk about Urmeyer grinding, I think of that song with Clips. Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not the only one. It's literally been playing in my head since the Urban Meyer story broke. Just that song.
I wish somebody would put that to that video. Somebody needs to make that happen. I think us here at Kraft Food Sports, we need to make that happen.
How has no one first telestrated that video and then set it to that music? Like, oh, Tyson, it'll be all right, man. Just stick with it. It's a strongly typed language. It'll work out well for you in the end. It's cool.
Okay, I don't know what's happening there. Scott, Tyson wants to know, you're picking up what I'm putting down. There you go. So, Scott, what else? NHL season kicks off this week, right? Or next week? We're like 6 days away from puck
they
drop.
They kick off, Mike, the puck drops.
Yeah, we storm the field, and we got action in the bullpen coming up here in like a week.
I was like, first pitch in the NHL is just a couple weeks away. and I'm doing it again. Big shocker. I'm back in my Avalanche.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
This is their year, goddammit. If we're doing NHL overreactions right away, they've got it figured out. Joe got the boys back up, tooled. They stumbled a little bit there. They're ready to go.
Back up tooled. That's the expert hockey analysis you can come to expect from Craft Brewed Sports. Joe's got them back up tooled, ready
first
to go.
Pitch.
First pitch of the NHL season. 6 days away, everybody. Stay tuned.
You know who's going to throw the first pitch in the NHL season? Joe West, because that motherfucker's gone.
Scott, we talked about this shit. God damn it.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. Joe West is retiring.
Go ahead, give
racism behind home plate.
Drew and I are going to do our Kong bongs. Kev, if you've got your Kong bong handy, go grab your Kong bong. We're going to do them. Scott, why don't you give us a send off to Joe West as we do our Kong bongs here? Country Joe.
Well, the only problem with Joe walking away is that he couldn't take what's his name with him, Angel Hernandez. Like, if you're going to be a super bad ump, you might as well take your cohorts with you. So I feel like Angel Hernandez going with Joe West is the send off that we need.
You think
it's not
Joe?
Because baseball is a disappointment.
Do you think Joe comes out with another country album after this, like after he retires?
There's 100% chance he's dropping another country album. Like, there's no doubt in my mind, because Joe West doesn't have shit else to do but call poor bells and strikes and make terrible country music. So that's his next foray is into what was Joe West? What was that first album called? Because it had a really funny title.
I'm on it. Let's see if we can find this pretty quickly here. Joe West country album. Come on, Google. Don't disappoint me now. Oh my God. Known as Country Joe West, he recorded multiple country albums.
Three
multiple country albums.
Discography.
Yeah, Joe West has multiple albums here. Let's see if we can find any of the names. Good Lord,
I'm not a racist.
This article I found is about his retiring. It's about his retiring, and literally one of the headlines in there just says, "Will West be missed?" The answer is no. The answer is no. He won't be missed. Nobody is going to miss Joe West in the MLB. It doesn't
People
list
are
his
more
names.
Likely to miss Kanye than Joe West.
Okay, sip, chug, drain, pour. Joe West, Kanye, and Angel Hernandez. Scott, go. Yeah,
I am drain pouring both Angel and
Nope,
Joe
you can't do that.
The
Respect
time.
The game. Respect the game.
Okay, fine. I'm sipping Kanye, you know, because reasons. I'm drain pouring Angel because I want him to say that it's racist and take me to court. And I guess I'm chugging Joe because I'm guessing his first album was called That Strike Was a Ball.
I found it.
His second album was called No, Just Kidding. That Ball Was a Strike.
I found it. I only found one album, but it's called Blue Cowboy. Get it? Because he's an umpire. Blue. And his cowboy is Country Joe West. Blue Cowboy.
Joe is so funny.
He's so good at this. Mookie, Sip Chug Drain Pour, Joe West, Angel Hernandez, and Kanye.
I'd rather check into rehab.
All right, Kev, sip, chug, drain, pour.
I'm going to chug Kanye because I think he's just the best at his job, so I think that's fair. I'm going to drain pour Angel Hernandez, but I'm going to miss the sink entirely. Just like Angel Hernandez misses every fucking call that has to do with his job. And then I guess I'll just sip Joe West, although I hate phrasing it like that.
Yeah,
that's disgusting. You should go take a shower.
I'm gonna
That's just a cold shower. Am I right, guys? Like,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I might get a picture of Joe
actually,
West.
Actually, no, an ice bath.
I'm sipping Kanye. Like,
man's just dripping sex appeal.
Joe.
Keyword dripping. Because he's so old that ass will probably sweats all the fucking time.
All right, listen.
I thought you were going with the drips on his piss because he's so old. When you said he's so old, he has the drip. True. Like, well, he definitely does.
No, I mean, he,
that's
he's
how
so
dudes be getting drips.
He should probably just leak stuff.
There it is, Mike. That's musical reference.
See, no, but Scott, we talked about this in the CBS After Dark where we broke down that album, and I thought we all agreed Drips was one of the worst tracks.
It's not terrible,
but that's a good reference. Yeah, when if you can call back to Drips, you should always call back to Drips. By the way, we did our Kong Bongs. If you want yours, craftfoodsports.com/beerbong. Go hit them up. Get yourself a Kong Bong. Be the life of your tail park. I know. We gotta wrap it up, but real quick, before we do, real quick, I want to do a quick golf talk.
Playing a game of whack fuck here. Whack fuck.
Brooks
shit's still
and
funny.
Bryson. Brooks and Bryson in the next iteration of the match coming up here after Thanksgiving. 12 holes. Yeah, I don't know why they're playing 12 holes. That's very weird. But match play between Brooksy and Brooks. I cannot wait. They're going to be mic'd up. Charles Barkley on the call. It's going to be on TNT. So it's definitely, you don't have to like pay-per-view like you did with Phil and Tiger. I cannot wait for this one. It makes me feel like the whole feud was manufactured from the start, but I'm okay with it if it means we get Brooks and Bryson in this, because Bryson's just going to be trying to shoot for the green every single hole, and it's going to be entertaining as hell. So I cannot wait for it. It's going to be a good damn time. Let's wrap this show up, fellas. This week we were rating our beers on the Urban Meyer scale from Utah up to grinding at Urban Meyer's pint.
No, from grinding all the way up to Utah.
Oh, I mean, that's right. Good call.
The grinding is the lowest point.
Scott, what were you drinking rated on the Urban Meyer scale?
I was drinking Fluffy Pumpkin, and this stayed Utah. Seriously, you find Fluffy Pumpkin, it's got marshmallow, it's got pumpkin, it's fucking amazing. Like, hands down the best new pumpkin beer I've had in at least 3 years.
You know what? And since I'll just jump in here, since I was drinking the same thing, it is really good. It's such a good pumpkin. I'm sticking with Bowling Green because it is unknown, and I haven't seen this before ever. But
I
man,
was done with my
it
beer.
Took
at
me
9 o'clock.
It is such a good brew. I literally have been trying to like just pace myself because I could chug these.
I was done.
They're
nine.
So good, and I'm also really glad I ordered two extra ones because I'm totally
son of a
good.
Bitch,
yeah,
really
come on, come on. Why wouldn't you double up a pumpkin order? What are you doing, Scott?
I didn't want to be stuck with extra beers.
Nah, you can always choke down a pumpkin. Drew, what were you drinking rated on the Urban Meyer scale?
Wow. After we're talking about choking on pumpkins, I'm going to rate it a Steve Adazio because it was not good and really doesn't deserve mentioning.
Fair enough. Kev, what were you drinking tonight? Were you chugging any booze straight from the bottle? Like last time you were just doing Jack straight from the bottle. Last time you...
I was drinking beer tonight. I debated going to get my Howler Monkey Banana Whiskey. Instead, just stick with beer. I was drinking a Cosmic Distortion from Mighty Squirrel Brewing. I'm going to go 2009 SEC Championship, crying Tim Tebow because I just loved every second of it.
I love when Tim cries.
Crying Tim Tebow was amazing. That's so good. That has been your beers of the week. This has been a damn fun show, fellas. This was a damn time. Kev, thanks for hopping in, man. I appreciate whenever you
always and a good time.
Jared has already texted me and was like, hey, hopefully I come back on. And yes, Jared, we are totally gonna have you back on. He was like, or maybe I could just hijack the show like Kevin does. So Kevin, thanks for hijacking the show and coming on.
Jared, you just gotta like message Mike Scott Mookie like, hey, have me on.
You're like, yeah,
5
just
minutes
the
into
link.
The show, he was like, you know what you should do? Have me on. I was like, okay.
Kev, plug your socials, man. Where can people find you? Where can they hear you?
You can find me at BellyUpKev on Instagram and Twitter, and at Quad Tailgate, also on Instagram and Twitter. New show dropping tomorrow morning. We're also breaking down the Urban situation, which is kind of why I was like, oh, bring me on. I've already talked about this. I know what's going on. And the AP poll is ridiculous, so we're talking about that too.
Oh, man. I don't. I'm at the point now as a Notre Dame fan where I'm not looking at the AP poll anymore. Like, polls don't matter. I don't care. I'm not in the playoff conversation.
Well, the season
my
ended.
Team, yeah,
so.
My team is done, so fuck it. Let's see what. I can't wait for the Insight.com bowl that Notre Dame ends up in because we have no other bowl tie in. So it's going to be awesome. Can't wait. Can't wait for that.
Notre Dame is ranked much higher than they should be, so you might.
Well, they're ranked, so yes, that's much higher than they should be. Yes, 100%.
Yes, anywhere above 23 is higher than they should be. And Scott, I messaged you guys a minute before the show, not 5 minutes before the show.
I'm sorry.
Considering.
I don't do math. I'm like Mookie out here. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, right? Like saying above 23 or something. So does that mean like 24 because it's higher than it, or like 22 because that's less than it?
Oh, I really wish I was in charge of this stream like I am.
All right, well, fine.
So I could kick Mookie out.
Nice try. Mike, before we sign off, I threw a photo there last second in the slide deck. Do we want to give a quick preview of things to come, or are we just going to run the fuck out of here?
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. I haven't gotten to get to the slide deck because it's late in the show. What are we,
it says click here for show images. Oh. Click there.
Save it for the post
Mookie,
show.
Yeah, we'll do that in post right, show, Mookie.
I guess people have to tune
in. Thank you guys.
Too,
yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. This has been a damn fun time. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it as well. Be sure to check out bellyupsports.com. Follow the show. We are like 5 followers away on Twitter from 1K. It is so damn close. I want to hit 1K so bad. So go do that at Craft B Sports on Twitter and Instagram. We're on TikTok. Subscribe to the YouTube. Like the Facebook page. Subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts. And subscribe and review to all of the Belly Up Sports podcasts, Corner Booth podcast, Tailgate on the Quad, and the rest of them. But those are the ones that we should really mention. Go subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts. We will see you all next week. Cheers, everybody.
Chicken fingers at finger banging. Who's coming?
Do your part. Support your local strip club.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Looking for a particular truck part? Then look no further. The Rush Truck Center's All Makes Parts catalog features more than 16,000 of the most popular All Makes parts from top suppliers in the industry and with quality brands you know and trust. And at 164 full-color pages, this is their biggest catalog yet. Our friends at Rush Truck Centers have great deals for you all year long. Check out their monthly parts and service specials in-store and online. And when you're ready to order, shop online with Parts Connect at RushTruckCenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers.